This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Pentagon officials say airstrikes are being conducted around the clock against Afghanistan. The country's Taliban leaders said today they are still capable of defending the country. Secretary of State Colin Powell travels to neighboring Pakistan this weekend. Speaking on ABC, Powell denied that Pakistan was told the strikes on Afghanistan would be brief.
No promises were made. I'm sure that President Musharraf obviously would like to see a short campaign. We all would. But it's more important that we have a campaign that does the job.
Secretary of State Colin Powell. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Peshawar. Peshawar is a city with a large number of Afghan refugees. Do they support the Taliban and its harboring of Osama bin Laden?
It's very difficult to gauge because this city, the Afghan refugees who are here, by definition, some of them originally were here because they opposed the Taliban. They came here to flee from the strict Islamic rule of the Taliban in Afghanistan. But what you're seeing now, I think, is that some of those people are actually being turned towards the Taliban and away from the United States by the airstrikes that are going on. I think there's a general feeling here now of patriotism taking over and of patriotic Afghans wanting to support their country as it comes under attack, even though they may not support the Taliban.
So they don't support the U.S.-led military campaign?
Well, I think that can be said with much more certainty. Talking to people on the streets here, even the moderate people on the streets here say that this is wrong. The militant people, of course, I'm sure you've seen the pictures of them demonstrating on the streets of Peshawar. But now you've got the moderate Muslims who are starting to see some civilian casualties, and they're saying, hey, what's this all about? You can't just go in, even if we don't support Osama, which many of them don't, you can't just go in and bomb indiscriminately, which is how some people here inevitably are seeing it as the civilian casualties emerge.
Are there many casualties from Afghanistan showing up in Peshawar?
Not many, it has to be said. I've just been down to the hospital, and I was taken by a doctor to one ward where there was one man with severe head injuries. He was a farmer. He was in his field. I couldn't get much more information because the doctor didn't know, and the man was in a critical condition. But he was hit by shrapnel from a U.S. bomb. But apart from that, the doctor said they have not seen many casualties, even though they're only 3 hours away here from Jalalabad, the eastern Afghan town. So generally speaking, this doctor anyway, he said the strikes seem to have been mainly targeted at military facilities, and there haven't been too many civilian casualties.
What sort of political maneuvering is taking place there in preparation for the possible demise of the Taliban government?
Peshawar is quite a town. It's really, all through the Cold War, it was like the front line against the Soviet Union. It's always been a town of political maneuvering. I think in addition to some of the pro-Taliban maneuvering, the people wanting to go back and fight with the Taliban, there are commanders here from previous eras, the Mujahideen era, who want to go back and want to take part in anything that might come after the Taliban. And there's even talk of Taliban defectors trying to hook up with these people here in Pakistan so that they could go in if the Taliban were overthrown, that Zahir Shah, the king, could be brought back from Rome and then gather together some of these disparate groups, the Northern Alliance in the north of Afghanistan, these commanders from here in Pakistan, and possibly some Taliban defectors. So there's all sorts of political maneuvering going on here, much of it below the surface, so it's very difficult to tell.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Peshawar, Pakistan.